WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. No nuclear weapons testing in North Korea to celebrate the birthday of the country's late founder today, but the country did send intercontinental ballistic missiles and other weapons parading down the streets. Correspondent Paula Hancock reports.
We know from analysts that they were larger than they usually are. Could that suggest that they could reach even further? Obviously, they haven't been tested up until this point, but North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made it very clear at the beginning of the year he was close to test launching an ICBM.
Today's parade celebrates the 1912 birthday of leader Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung. A top official had warned the U.S. it would retaliate if our country did anything. A Maryland man who fatally shot a firefighter he mistook for an intruder is heading to prison.
Daryl Lumpkin was sentenced to 4 years in prison for fatally shooting John Almschneider 1 year ago today. Firefighters had been called to Lumpkin's home in Temple Hills, Maryland, to check on his welfare, and when he was unresponsive, they forced their way in. Lumpkin then fired several rounds. A second firefighter, Kevin Swain, was injured in the shooting, along with Lumpkin's brother, who was accompanying firefighters. Lumpkin will report to prison in mid-May. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's SafeTrack Surge 14 starts today. Phase 1 will create headaches for Green Line riders, especially those riding the northern end of the line. The Greenbelt and College Park stations are closed starting today. Buses replace trains between Greenbelt and Prince George's Plaza. This will continue through April 29th. Trains will run close to regular service in other places on the line. The Greenbelt station will stay closed for Phase 2 of Surge 14, which starts April 30th. It's April 15th, the traditional deadline to get your tax returns in. This year, you have until Tuesday as the district celebrates Emancipation Day Monday. Today, protesters will be at the Capitol calling on President Donald Trump to release his tax returns. Vermont Law School professor Jennifer Taub helped organize the protest.
There's so much that we can learn from the tax returns. In the most general sense, what the American people want to know is that this president is working for the people in the public interest, not just to line his own pockets.
Taub says today's rally is about more than the president releasing his tax returns. She says they'll also be protesting issues like tax policy and where tax money is spent. The rally starts at noon on the West Lawn of the Capitol. And in sports yesterday, the Nats pulled out a 3-2 win over Philadelphia on Daniel Murphy's RBI double in the bottom of the 10th. The teams take each other on again this afternoon at 1:05. Last night, the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 6-4. The teams play each other again this afternoon at 1:07. And Thursday, the Capitals won the NHL Round 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Toronto Maple Leafs 1-0. Game 2 is tonight at 7 at the Verizon Center. Redskins linebacker Trent Murphy's been suspended for the first 4 games of the next season for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. Traffic and weather next.
Hi, this is Mark Levin.
This is Chris Plant.
Larry O'Connor here.
I'm Brian Wilson.
This is Mary Walter.
Join us live on stage.
It's WMAL's Free Speech Forum.
Sunday, May 7th at the Birchmere. Join Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, and Mark Levin for an evening of food, drinks, and conversation about the first 100 days of the Trump administration. WMAL's Free Speech Forum. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An earlier accident on River Road westbound right around Wilson Lane had that area shut down for a while. That accident has finally cleared. All of the lanes are back open again through that stretch in Maryland. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound right around NASA Goddard Space Center. We've got a right lane taken out as well as the ramp blocked from a crash. Working now on getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Here in the district, the only problem we're seeing is on I-295 northbound just before Benning Road. Only the left lane is getting by. That's a construction zone. All of the right lanes are taken out in the middle lanes, so single file in that left lane, you'll get through. There's no backup this early. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm, lows in the low 60s, and tomorrow, Easter Sunday, sunny with a few afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 53 in Silver Spring, 56 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. You're listening to the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Each week we are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning and a happy Easter and Passover holiday weekend to you.
Good morning to you, and hope everyone had a good Friday and a happy Holy Thursday.
John, I had a contact in the White House, Bush 41 White House, and one of his favorite sayings, he was from Texas, one of his favorite sayings about politics was, dance with the one who brung you. A lot of talk out there right now among Trump supporters that he's not dancing with the ones who brung him. A lot of pivoting recently. How do you sum up the president's standing now with his base supporters?
Tenuous. And this is no exaggeration. One of the reasons Donald Trump won over conservatives who had not backed more recent nominees such as Mitt Romney and John McCain was that he said there would be no more nation building, there would be no more interventionism, hence the label of Trump the isolationist. Well, last week he certainly pivoted on that one in a very big way when he launched 59 Tomahawk missiles against Syria after being totally outraged by the films of the chemical weapons deployed against children. I might add that I went to a private briefing at the White House by members of the National Security Council, and they said that these films verified what other firsthand accounts said, and they were indeed the results of chemical weapons launched by the Assad regime. That said, it's very sad and a very bad situation, but does it mean that the U.S. is getting involved to the point of overthrowing the regime in Damascus and then rebuilding a new nation along the lines of Iraq, or just simply leaving it alone and having a Wild West type government such as Libya is now? In any event, Trump has gone farther than supporters of his ever thought. The corollary to this is that his Office of Management and Budget Director, Mick Mulvaney, announced a new plan to reorganize the government, not shrink it, not make it less costly, but simply reorganize it to make it more efficient. This is something that Democratic presidents have proposed in the past. Vice President Gore, of course, headed a commission to reinvent government, and small government conservatives along the libertarian lines were starting to say, Trump is not one of us either. What does it all mean? Well, he's not dancing with who brought him. That's clear.
John, with the 24-hour news cycles and cable news networks and all of the online news sites, it's like every minute is the most earth-shattering news story of the year. And as this plays out over, let's say, the next 30, 60, 90 days, will it be more obvious what the Trump strategy or maybe the Trump doctrine is if we look at it in the long run and not minute by minute?
Yes, I think it is, but it depends on the president himself. And remember something, even the most fervent admirers of Bill Clinton will say that in his first year in office, Bill Clinton was disorganized. Mac McClarty, who was his first chief of staff, will say that. Leon Panetta, who was his budget director, said the same thing. The president was pursuing a disparate vision of goals ranging from gaze in the military to the biggest tax increase in history to the total overhaul of the nation's health care system. Finally, he was able to get more focused, and then the following year, when Republicans won Congress, he worked with them. I don't know if it will take Democrats winning Congress to get Donald Trump to focus and work with them, but I will say that in terms of foreign policy, he's got to decide whether he's interventionist or truly the candidate of America First that campaigned last year and won over new voters. And he's got to decide, is he a small government Republican or a traditional New York Republican, happy with government as usual? In any event, he's being between the rock and the proverbial hard place. And I think it's a sign that Trump himself can sometimes veer to the left, sometimes veer to the right. The question is, will his compass point north? I do believe he can do it based on the actions that he takes in Syria, in North Korea, and in terms of tax reform, which is the issue he appears to clear most about. Let's just stay tuned for further developments.
Well, you know, he's also got this kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't situation, because if everybody in the White House agreed with him on everything and everybody agreed with each other, then they'd all be a bunch of yes men and women. But if you have differing opinions, then it's a White House in chaos and it's all falling apart. Give us a sense of really what's going on between the different factions in the White House. Much made about, is Jared Kushner replacing Steve Bannon? Is he swinging the president to the left? What's your sense of what's happening there?
There's no doubt Jared Kushner has tremendous influence on the president. He's his son-in-law, for goodness sake. And I might add, this is nothing new. After Franklin Roosevelt was reelected by carrying all but two states, he named his oldest son, James, as his assistant to the president and gave him tremendous powers for 2 years. He also had other aides around him, the brain trust from the New Dealers, and he was able to balance things between everyone. Jared Kushner is someone who's more internationalist, more attached to Wall Street, certainly. That's where he came from. And Steve Bannon, counselor to the president, of course, is the populist, naval intelligence officer, businessman, head of a major reporting and radio network with Breitbart, a spokesman more for the grassroots, Main Street instead of Wall Street. It's someone like him who would speak out against interventionism in the Middle East or even some strong actions in North Korea. And I might add, Bannon would speak with authority on military matters. He's an Annapolis graduate and a former naval intelligence officer. Now, that said, Kushner has an ally in the new National Security Council chief, General H.D. McMaster. There's no doubt that the Syrian strike had his seal of approval. He is someone who wanted to go a lot further than the U.S. did against Saddam Hussein back in the Gulf War in 1991. Intervention could be his middle name. So the question is this: if Kushner and McMaster emerge triumphant and Bannon goes, that means the more establishment Republicans will have triumphed, and Donald Trump, as unique a president he is, will look like a lot of recent Republican president. If Bannon stays around, and if Reince Priebus stays chief of staff, then you will see the Trump that appealed to many people on the campaign trail as sui generis, something different.
You've seen a lot of Secretary of States in your coverage of American politics over the decades. Rex Tillerson, Russia. At week's end, how would you summarize his performance and, in general, how the United States handled Russia?
I'll try to summarize it. Let's give him a B+, with kudos for effort and an incomplete on results. Okay. Rex Tillerson, someone who rose from chemist to being a top executive with the Exxon Oil Company, working for the same company 40 years, is very unique at the State Department in that he has no foreign policy experience. The closest parallel to him in the history of Foggy Bottom was Richard Nixon's first Secretary of State, William Rogers, who'd spent a lifetime as an attorney, prosecutor, former U.S. Attorney General. His lack of experience in foreign policy, his tremendous integrity notwithstanding, gave rise to Henry Kissinger at the National Security Council having the most say. Whether that happens in this National Security Council remains to be seen. In terms of Russia, Secretary Tillerson spelled out what the U.S. felt about Syria, its displeasure with the Putin government. And this is to a president in the Kremlin that he's known very well from his years in the private sector. On a private note, I have long felt that Secretary Tillerson should meet with the Russian civil society representatives, private citizens who are opposed to and have suffered at the hands of the Putin regime. On the day that he arrived in Moscow, leaders of the Open Russia movement, the major opposition party, found themselves being interrogated and their homes searched by police. In a statement that came to Newsmax from exile in London, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, formerly a prisoner of Putin for more than 10 years, called on Tillerson to get a view of the news in Russia that's not filtered through the Kremlin. Until he does this, I think there's going to be a lot of distrust and disappointment among those who do not see Putin as an enlightened and benign ruler.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax. John, thank you. Have a wonderful holiday.
Have a wonderful holiday to all, and one hopes a very special blessing today for someone very special to me that I'm going to spend Easter to, my dad, Al Gizzi. 96 years young.
And Easter is about family as well as Passover. 719 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Up next, we'll talk with Gordon Chang, the very latest on North Korea, China, their role, and the United States. All up next on the Saturday Morning Update.
You're doing a really good job this morning, not seeing any major delays. We do have that accident still slowing things down a little bit through Maryland on 175 eastbound. This is right before you get to 95. Only the far left lane's getting by. They're working now to do a traffic break to get all of that moved over to the shoulder, but right now, the right two or three lanes look like they're still taken out. On 81 northbound, this is through Maryland, right around Williamsport. That's exit 1. We've got a right shoulder accident. No delay, just onlookers at this point. Here in the district, the only problem on 295 northbound, right around East Capitol to about Burroughs. We've got a left lane getting by. The right lanes are shut down for some road work that's continuing this morning. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today. We're going to have clouds with a high of 76. Cool overnight down to 61 for Sunday. Easter Sunday, sunshine, high 85. Monday looks nice with a high of 72. It's 55 in D.C., heading up to 76 actually this afternoon. 721 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. All eyes have been on North Korea the past 48 hours or so. And we're joined by Gordon Chang, and you've seen him a lot on the network cable shows, also CBS This Morning. He's a columnist at the Daily Beast, contributor at Forbes.com. And what I find very interesting is he authored a book, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Now, you may have thought he authored that maybe this year, last year. Gordon, what year did you author the book?
The book came out in July 2006.
That's 11 years ago. So you're clearly an expert. You have been watching it, you've predicted it, and you've seen the parade. What do you make of what the display showed in that parade?
Well, we saw their sub-launched missile and the missile that they launched on February 12th. Those hadn't been paraded before, but we knew about them. However, there was a missile that we had not, or I had not known about. It was carried in a canister on a mobile missile launcher, and that could be a concern because it looks like an intercontinental ballistic missile. Obviously, it would be able to reach the United States. One missile expert I talked to this morning said that it might be MIRVed. In other words, it would have multiple reentry vehicles. And that is of concern because it shows a great leap in North Korea's ability to put a missile and a weapon on the United States.
James Robbins wrote in USA Today earlier in the week, quote, successive generations of policymakers have kicked the North Korea situation down the highway, basically kicked the can down the road since the 1953 armistice. And he goes on to say, now the calculus has changed. North Korea has an active nuclear weapons program. So, James, does the president have any option to ignore the North Korea Koreans as we've done in the past?
Well, we can always ignore things, and we've done that, as you point out, many, many times. But within 4 years or so, North Korea will be able to put a nuclear warhead on top of a long-range missile that will be able to hit the lower 48 states. They already have three missiles that can get that far. It's just that they can't mate a nuke to them. But, you know, it's only a matter of years, and especially because the North Koreans may be getting some help from their friends across the border in China. That would certainly shorten their development times. So this is something where, yeah, you know, we got four more years where we can kick the can down the road, but we know what the consequences will be. So we need to deal with these issues at this time.
Okay, you mentioned China. Of course, President Trump just met with President Xi Jinping. And what is your assessment of the outcome of the meetings and how it may change our relationship with China? And then, of course, I want to ask you how that changes their relationship with North Korea. But first, the U.S. and China.
Well, I think that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, was stunned because President Trump ordered the attack on a Chinese friend, Syria, while Xi was still in Florida. You know, normally diplomatic protocol would be that you would let the Chinese leader go and then attack the Syrians because there was no time pressure to do so. And I think that was a message to the Chinese and, of course, to the North Koreans that Trump had a very low threshold for the use of force. And I think that unnerved Beijing. I think they lost whatever confidence they had that they had figured him out. And so I believe that the Chinese in the last couple of days have actually worked with the North Koreans to rein them in, to not do anything provocative until Beijing feels it has a better handle on the situation.
So you would say that's basically a positive outcome of the meetings in that sense?
Well, at least with regard to North Korea, I think the outcome is positive. The Chinese have shown some signs of cooperation in the last 48 hours, including Air China, the country's flag carrier, suspending flights to Pyongyang. But we have seen this in the past, that when we pay attention to China and North Korea, the Chinese will actually be cooperative. But when we turn our attentions elsewhere, Beijing then goes back to its old way of doing things, which is to support the North Koreans. And so we need to not only pay attention to them today, we need to keep on paying attention for a very long time, because otherwise we know what happens.
And finally, from your assessment and knowledge of North Korea, what would push them to take a preemptive strike? I mean, they've been talking about taking a preemptive strike against the United States. What would push them to do that?
Yeah, I don't think that they would, but what would push them is if they radar picked up planes from the United States heading their way, or if they were able to detect missiles launched by the United States moving towards North Korea. I think that that's the only time that they would actually take start a strike on the United States. But we really don't know. We don't know how Kim Jong-un thinks, and I believe he has a low threshold of risk because his regime is not stable, so he could actually do something that would surprise us.
Gordon Chang, and you can check out more of the detail on his writings at gordonchang.com. Thank you so much for the expertise this morning.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you. 727 now, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian Von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. And get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Is it time to give your home a facelift? Well, the simplest possible way is with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com will transform your home without breaking the bank. You get a free online design consultation, free samples, and free shipping, and their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through April 18th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use my promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Blinds.com, promo code PAGS. Rules and restrictions apply.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Save big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code RADIO gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The birthday of North Korea's founder is celebrated with a parade where intercontinental ballistic missiles and other military equipment was rolled down the streets. The U.S. had feared the celebration of leader Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, would involve launching more nuclear missiles, but that didn't happen. Correspondent Paula Hancox.
Nothing happens by accident in North Korea. Everything is highly choreographed. It is being shown for a reason.
Jong-un is said to have looked on in delight as the weapons rolled by. A report of a man acting strangely at a Fairfax County shopping center leads to the arrest of a man police say was involved in a fatal hit-and-run yesterday morning.
And he tried to talk to her. She felt his behavior was strange, so she took a photo of him. When she did that, the man assaulted her and grabbed jewelry from her and then went into one of the businesses. She reported it to police.
When officers got there, police spokesperson Tawny Wright says one of them noticed the robbery suspect's car had front-end damage. It was consistent with the car damage that hit and killed a 75-year-old woman, Maria Asensinio, that morning. 31-year-old Keenan Ozcan was arrested and charged with felony hit-and-run and armed robbery. The healing will continue today for two religious groups whose houses of worship were spray-painted with swastikas and hateful language earlier this week. The Little River United Church of Christ will hold a vigil this evening at 7:30. Pastor Reverend David Lindsay.
It's going to be about an hour, and we're inviting folks from a variety of religious backgrounds and traditions to share a reading from their sacred scriptures.
Members of the Jewish Community Center of Northern Virginia will also be there. Thursday, police arrested 20-year-old Dylan Mahone and charged him with hate-motivated incidents. They say he's responsible for spraying that graffiti. In sports, yesterday, the Nats pulled out a 3-2 win over Philly on Daniel Murphy's RBI double in the bottom of the 10th. The teams take each other on again this afternoon at 1:05. And Thursday, the Capitals won the NHL Round 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Toronto Maple Leafs 1-0. Game 2 is today at 7 p.m. at the Verizon Center. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Mornings on the Mall.
Brian Wilson alongside my new permanent co-host, Mary Walter. Welcome aboard, Mary.
Thank you so much. I am honored to be in the lineup, and I thought you guys needed a little estrogen.
Mornings on the Mall, 5 to 9.
WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, we have a new accident. This is on the Beltway Outer Loop right around Colesville to about Georgia is where you're seeing the delay. It's off on the left side of the road, so the right lanes are moving okay. Just watch for the brake lights from folks having to get over from the fast lanes. Police are still on the scene of this earlier crash on Highway 175 in Maryland, eastbound right around 95. Still, only that far left lane is getting by. And that's a stalled car on the George Washington Parkway in Virginia, southbound right around Sprout Run Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Another stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Lows in the low 60s. Right now, 52 in Bowie, 56 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall,
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters' experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters. Cabinet Discounters.
Great quality, great place. 2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update for this Easter and Passover weekend. And it is great to be joined each weekend by Cheryl Atkinson. And, of course, you catch Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC 7, also at News Channel 8, various times of the day on Sunday. Cheryl, thank you for being with us on a holiday weekend.
Thank you.
You have an interesting post on your blog at CherylAtkinson.com, and it regards intelligence gathering. The headline, When Incidental Intel Collection Isn't Incidental. You've had some interesting conversations with some interesting sources. What have you found out?
Well, intel people are telling me all the different ways it can be used to target a U.S. citizen for surveillance without directly targeting him. Basically, they talk about the possibility that a whole cover can be set up and created so that someone doesn't have to go to FISA court or get Title III authority here in the United States. There are many other ways to collect surveillance. And I put this on my website. There are things like all kinds of things that can be done in international waters so that there is no U.S. law that dictates what can be done. There are ways, I'm told, that bad actors can make it appear as though a U.S. citizen has been contacted by a foreign target when they haven't been, because they can co-opt the devices, and they can make it look like the U.S. citizen returned a call or a contact when they didn't, that it looks like a relationship exists, or they can make it look like a relationship exists that allows them to then surveil the U.S. citizen. So there's a whole lot of ways to get around this process. When you hear somebody say there's no way you can surveil a citizen without a FISA warrant, that's simply not true, according to pretty much every intel official that I've spoken to.
And what did you find out about the ability of a U.S. president to issue a directive?
Well, you know, people may not know it, but I'm told that any president has the power to issue secret directives in the national interest that basically suspends a law. You know, maybe something is illegal, but somebody says it should be done in the national interest, so they have permission with this secret directive to conduct an activity, for example. And the activity may come in the directive with a cover story in case the operation is exposed. It comes with permission for those involved to lie about it and an indemnity from prosecution so that they don't have to worry about the lies. So that's another way that things could be done where the public would never know about it outside a normal recognized process.
All right, so we've heard so much about Susan Rice and unmasking that she's involved in. You actually speak with Lindsey Graham about upcoming hearings he's holding.
Yes, because she has acknowledged requesting unmaskings, and I've actually spoken to an official who unmasking requests came across this person's desk. And, the question is, were there political motivations, or was this something that just happened to have, occurred? Susan Rice has said there were no political motivations. She simply needed context for intelligence that she was looking at. Lindsey Graham isn't so sure and wants to, hold hearings and call officials and ask exactly what happened. Unfortunately, he's asking the people who have reason not to necessarily be forthcoming about it. For example, I think he wants to call Susan Rice ultimately, but is Susan Rice, if she did something that's considered perhaps improper, is she really going to say she did it? Again, I'm told by intel officials that these unmasking requests often come with let's assume it's legitimate. It will come sometimes with legal briefs and all kinds of things that justify it. But if it's political in nature or not legitimate, those too come with sort of the cover of documentation that makes it look as if the unmasking was for a real reason, not for political reasons or for blackmail reasons. I think it's very difficult to get to the bottom of these things without a whistleblower.
Recent election in the Netherlands, there was a Donald Trump of Holland. Is there a Donald Trump of France? You sent Scott Thuman there to find out.
Yeah, kind of. Her name is Marine Le Pen. And she, like Donald Trump, is very controversial. She's also very popular in many corners. And she talks much, I guess, like Trump did in the campaign about securing the borders. She talks about the dangers of the French losing their culture and their way of life because of what she thinks is rampant immigration, refugees, and migration that's changed the quality of life, including, she says, bringing a lot of crime. So she has some of the same things, and she's raising some of the same concerns. But all over Europe, there is that appeal of some of these candidates, just like here in the United States. It's sort of an international phenomenon, I think. There are people who describe themselves as being tired of the political establishment. I mean, it's not relegated to one party or the other. They're just tired of the usual suspects, you might say.
And another story you have on tomorrow I find interesting is a story on the IRS. And, of course, this being the final weekend to file your taxes and get them in before Tuesday, we generally think of the IRS just basically collecting money from you in tax revenue. But that's not the only way?
The IRS has the power to seize assets and seize cash for different reasons. But one of them is there's a law that money has to be reported to the federal government if people make deposits greater than $10,000, something like that threshold. And you're not allowed to break down the deposits to avoid that reporting requirement. If you do, that could be against the law. Well, come to find out, the IRS has seized a lot of these funds without notice from people who, in the end, had done nothing wrong, had obtained the money perfectly legally, had not improperly been breaking down their deposits. They were simply small business people in many cases. But the IRS seized the funds nonetheless with no advance notice, no investigation into criminal activities. It was a Treasury Inspector General report that said in something like 9 out of 10 cases they looked at, the IRS had seized money from people who hadn't done anything wrong. So we're digging into that in one of our stories on Sunday.
Wow, that is amazing. Full Measure is tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC7. Cheryl's new book, The Smear, is coming out June 27th. You can pre-order it now. Cheryl Atkinson, thank you so much, as always, for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. Have a lovely holiday.
You too. Thanks, Rick.
7:45, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
So far, so good for the most part on this holiday weekend. We do have a couple of problems to tell you about. No big delay, though. On the Beltway Outer Loop, right around Colesville over to about Georgia, we've got a right lane taken out. That's a two-car crash. They're working now to get that moved over to the right shoulder. If you stay to the left, though, it's flowing okay. Highway 175 through Maryland eastbound, right around 95. All of those lanes have opened back up. They were shut down for a time from an accident, but the accident now is gone. On I-81 northbound, right around Williamsport, we've got a right side crash. No big delay, just onlookers. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, cloudy with a high of 76. Overnight, down to 61 with some clouds. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 85 for Easter Sunday. Cool tomorrow night, down to 62. And then Monday, look for the highs in the sunshine, up to 72 on Monday. 56 now, we're heading up to 76. 7:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park in home sales. They just sold Mike and Maria's home on Silver Meteor Court in Manassas in only 7 days and for 100% of the asking price. Sarah and Debbie are experts in pre-marketing your home while you're getting it ready to sell. Sarah and Debbie generate such buyer demand that when your home hits the market, they may already have several buyers ready to buy it. This kind of pent-up buyer demand can get you top dollar and get you packing fast. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Do what I would do and call the only real estate team you need to make this happen. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435.
Well, it is Easter and Passover weekend, and of course the annual White House Easter egg roll coming up Monday. And this year it's featuring the Bunny Hop stage, the Reading Nook, egg roll, military bands, costume characters, more than a dozen other activities. It will be live streamed from the South Lawn of the White House, so you can follow along at home. And the musical artists performing this year on the South Lawn include the Martin Family Circus, and that's led up by Dad Martin, who is Paul Martin, a former member of Exile. Maybe you remember that group from the 70s and 80s. Also, the pop rock boy band Bro 4, the 2017 White House Easter Egg Roll.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm so excited to tell you I've lost over 30 pounds since January because of EMP. You might get on a health kick for a week and not see any results and then go back to what you were doing before. We've all been there more than once for me. Attitude is the way you feel and react to something, especially mentally, and it has a lot to do with losing weight. Results feel great, giving you that boost to keep you on track. Well, when you're on EMP 180, you see results every week. Results might be a big weight loss number, or an increase in muscle, or a decrease in body fat percentage. But really, to walk through the EMP 180 doors, you have to want it. Some of you may have gotten that talk from your doctor, or you have a big event this summer. You have time if you get in right now. My reason was to get healthy, so I'm here to enjoy my life and family to its fullest. All you need is a reason. They'll provide the rest. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Saturday morning update, WMAL, and with the volume of news and the variety of breaking news stories during the week, some of the smaller scale stories don't get covered. So we like to catch up on them sometimes on the Saturday morning update. Now, here's one that just came out yesterday. Judicial Watch wants an ethics probe widened to the Democrats. Now, this is Judicial Watch. They're asking the Office of Congressional Ethics to investigate whether two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee may have violated standards by disclosing classified information. The representatives are Jackie Spiner and also Adam Schiff. And you've seen Adam Schiff up there asking Devin Nunes to recuse himself. Now, Judicial Watch is asking Adam Schiff to recuse himself. They point to remarks that Schiff made in March and remarks that Representative Spire said in April. They're arguing that those remarks could be equivalent to the standard being applied to Nunes. See how that one plays out. Uma Abedin, reported to be shopping for a Hillary Clinton campaign book deal. Of course, we know her as the former wife of Anthony Weiner, reportedly shopping for a multi-million dollar book deal. That, according to the Hollywood Reporter. She's been meeting with top literary agents during the past few weeks to discuss a book that is envisioned as a reflection on how her personal and professional lives collided during the campaign, looking for about $2 million for the project.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
My buddy recently returned from Afghanistan. We used to do everything together, fish, hunt, bowl. But he's not the same guy who left a year ago. He keeps to himself and won't go out. Says he's still fighting the war. Luckily, with my encouragement, he contacted Givenhour. They offer free mental health care for military members and their families. If you know someone like my friend, give help. Give hope. Contact Givenhour. On the web at givenhour.org.
7:56 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and the very latest on North Korea. The annual military parade has taken place, and in that parade, they showed off 2 new intercontinental ballistic missile-sized canisters, as well as displaying a submarine-launched ballistic missile and a land-based version of the same. And according to analysts, these displays of these weapons are for the first time. And they go on to say that if North Korea has ICBMs, it could give it the ability to strike targets in the mainland U.S. and Europe. The shorter-range ballistic missiles displayed Saturday in North Korea are a threat to countries in the Asian region. And North Korea's display comes as tensions on the Korean Peninsula, of course, have spiked to alarming levels. And as you know, the U.S. Navy has dispatched the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson. The strike group is headed to the region, and President Trump has been tweeting this week that if China can't rein in North Korea's nuclear program, the U.S. will. There have been no reports of a nuclear test so far this weekend that North Korea has been threatening.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
I'm Joe Don Rooney from Rascal Flatts, and I absolutely love being a part of this band. It's an honor and really a lot of fun. Sometimes, though, you can feel the pressure to perform night after night. It can get stressful. Thankfully, I know my bandmates will look out for me, and I'll look out for them. When you see a friend feeling the effects of stress, let them know you're there for them. Sometimes that's all they need. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Well, we want to wish our Washington Capitals good luck tonight. They are at the Verizon Center. It's Game 2, NHL Round 1 of the playoffs. And that's coming up tonight, Game 2, 7 o'clock. Of course, we beat the Maple Leafs 1-0 on Thursday. So go Caps, rock the red, as they say. And we want to take a second to wish you a very, very happy Easter and Passover weekend. And hopefully you will do something nice with the family over the weekend. Relax a little bit, enjoy the holiday. And we will keep you posted throughout the weekend on the latest developments out of North Korea and the other spots around the world that are making the news and breaking the news throughout the day. And we will keep you posted throughout the weekend here on WMAL. Garden Sense is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.